Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a...
What do we got, Joe?
A Tuesday night.
On the grid.
Very, very busy. Wall-to-wall college rack this evening. It's the last time, actually, and I know people, this upsets people, including myself. It's the last time me and Joe will be together before they play all these games on Thursday and Friday.
No, stop. No, come on now. Stop making it sound like we're not going to be, you know, hanging out. I mean, come on now. Don't look dumbfounded.
This is the last time Joe, me, and you are on the air together till all the games on Thursday and Friday. That's not a
Would call in. I would call in tomorrow night after a couple of Barolos, but, you know, I can't do that.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Meaning like the way the show used to be, like, you know, like we would call in and do that. I don't have that capability anymore.
Well, you know, things change. What am I supposed to do? There's nothing that I can do about that, Joe. So it is what it is. This is the last, so we got to get a lot done tonight. We've got to go through some futures, best bets for Thursday and Friday. I mean, we've got to get everything in the cupboard here. Joe will be on here in this slot with the Syndicate crew on Thursday and Friday night. No, so you'll get plenty of Joe.
Not with the Syndicate crew. The Syndicate is three. Is the Syndicate crew is only together on Friday night.
Oh, I apologize.
7 to 10.
You and KW Thursday, on Thursday night.
Dynamic duo. Or is that Donnie and Kevin? I'm not really sure. We're like Now, if it was Batman and Robin, I think I would be Batman and you would be the Boy Wonder, but that remains to be seen. I'm just saying.
Whatever you want to call it, Joe, is fine by me. Whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to do, I'm good with. So we will get through a lot of tournament stuff tonight. And as a bonus, Joe, we have tournament games going tonight. The first game of the tournament in Dayton with this St. Francis team from the NEC taking on Alabama State. From the SWAC, 50-44. You told me? What did you tell me?
I told you St. Francis last night. I said I liked St. Francis.
I liked St. Francis. But
you liked the other side.
That's not true at all. Joe, I've done all the talking I've done about it. I haven't picked Alabama State once. What are you talking about?
I think last night you said...
All I do is say, I always say, I like the NEC, rooting for the NEC teams, the MAC teams, the CAA teams. Root for these Northeast conferences all the time in these spots. Joe, you know what it is? You've got too many things going on that you don't keep it all in-house. You probably were on a Syndicate call or you were on a dynamic duo call, or you were on it, and somebody else told you that they liked Alabama State, and it got through the cracks. And that's why we are where we are right now. Now, the one thing that I also liked in this game that I don't think is going to get there, Joe, is I thought this game would be an under, and it's certainly looking like that's not going to be the situation at all.
Yeah, you as they can't play say with that. It's a two-possession game. This game gets to one possession. 5 minutes could fly right off that clock. Don't say that.
You know, it's
50-49.
It's 146 and a half right now.
You want to jump in?
You want to jump in on the under?
I'll do it if I. Who was the dog to start tonight? Wasn't it St. Francis catching 3.5?
Yeah, Francis is the dogs. Yeah.
Xavier is already out to -3.5. An extra little juice.
Hell yeah. I know that a lot of people on Xavier tomorrow. Nobody likes Texas. I don't like
this. A lot of people on McNeese State. A lot of people are on everybody. I mean, a lot of people on San Diego State later. A lot of people on Mount St. Mary's. I mean, we could go through the list. I mean, what constitutes?
Yeah, but it's not that it's a lot of people. It's not that it's just a lot of people. It's what kind of people.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You have to sort of gauge the mushes. And I have a mush meter that I go through to sort of finalize all these selections. And once I, you know, somewhere in the, you know, the major media, you know, headways,
the
you know,
mush
some go
meter.
For the major.
Joe's coming in here with the mush meter tonight. The mush meter.
The mush meter. Half a mush, three quarters of a mush, full mush. Seriously, full mush.
Now, this is a hell of a pretty good game, Joe. 50-49 as they hit the under 12 timeout. So, you know, these 16 games, it's not pretty when you look at it on paper because both teams usually aren't very good, but. Entertaining game here as we head down the final stretch. Now, let's start the night by doing this. We will have kind of the main event in Dayton tonight coming up in the next hour.
Yeah.
And that is, of course, North Carolina and San Diego State, who will play the second game. Now, look, you say mushes. I haven't found many people that like San Diego State, Joe, to be quite honest with you. I've still got them catching 4.5. 141.5 for the total. 62% of the bets on Carolina, 67% of the money. I'm going to just subscribe to my theory, Joe, and I know a lot of people do. Usually the team that gets spit on the most that they didn't deserve to be here, they end up winning not just one, but a couple of games. And I think that Carolina's got enough talent. The line worries me just because I know that San Diego State's a blue-collar team. They're a blue-collar team and a blue-collar coach, and that makes me think they could be in the game. But I think Carolina's just got a little bit too much firepower. You know, Carolina, you look, Joe, when they lose games this year, you know, they don't really lose games to teams like San Diego State. They lose games to Duke and Auburn and Houston. You know, they've lost to heavies, real heavies. You know, they don't lose to teams like this.
So what are you saying? They're going to smash San Diego State?
I'm laying it. That's what I'm saying.
Whoa. Excuse me. Wow. Hot shot out of the gate. Look at this. I'm mad at you anyway. You dragged me into the NBA bets, and I saw Russell Westbrook last night. With the 12 bounds, and I lost again by that Scoot Henderson.
Well,
Jimmy
saw
came
what
through.
Did you see what I sent you? You see what I sent you at 1 o'clock in the morning?
I was out to lunch. I was already sleeping by then.
Go look at what I sent you at 1 o'clock this morning. Everything came in except one. Harrison Barnes about 1-3. The guy didn't play the whole second half. Everything else got in the barn. That one that Joe. Oh, look at you. Oh, the big play.
Whiskey sour.
Whiskey sour. You man. Jimmy assists. The bounds. Who would I have the bounds for?
Jimmy points.
You did. What? How many did Jimmy have last night? What did Jimmy have for points?
23, 24, something like that.
Wow. Maybe Steph had 26. A quiet night too. Steph was quiet. Now they're playing tonight, Joe, again against Milwaukee.
Don't get me started. I can't. The NBA, I can't stand it because these guys rest. They shoot. They don't shoot. I'd rather just stick to the brackets.
Let's stick to the brackets because we have plenty to do there. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're just getting going on a Tuesday night in the grid. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'm telling you. You might get this under.
It's back under it now. It's at 140.5. It's gone from 146 to 140.5 in 2 minutes of game time. There's been no buckets.
We missed a good number. We should have did it. We were jibby jabbing.
You were too busy talking your position and doing all these other things that we did miss a good number. And that's annoying when that happens.
I don't want to fight today. Today let's be in step. All right, lock, stack, and barrel. All right, we got a lot to cover for the tournament.
Before I start, Before I start all the tournament stuff, let me ask you a serious question. Who do you like in the golf this week?
The golf really, this Valspar. I gotta be honest with you. I'm mad. Carver, the DJ, I have a really bad taste in my mouth with him. I really do. Like
you know who else I've seen people pushing this week, Joe?
Who?
Skins.
I'm not touching Skins.
I'll tell you this, and this number surprised me. This guy's played well the last couple weeks.
So go ahead, tell me who.
Toasty shouldn't be 750-1. He should be a little. He should not be 750-1. How about let's play. Take Toasty for a top 20. Okay, top 20 with ties for Toasty, which is what? What are they giving you for that, Joe? Hold on. Let's get Toasty's number here. Where is he now? I lost the guy. Where'd he go? Toasty. Let me get his number, Joe. I'm going to have to look in the... Alejandro Toasty.
You have to be kidding me here.
They have him 14-1, but I want it with the ties.
Hang on one second, Carver. I'm looking... I want to make sure I'm... Because I'm looking through this. You got to be kidding me.
With what?
Carver, Malnati 25-1 for a top 10. I'm taking
Malnati. He won last year. He's a defending champion.
I'm taking him for a top 10.
Now, would you like to know what he's been up to lately?
I don't care. I'm taking him for a top 10.
Are you sure you don't want to know what he's been up to lately?
I really don't care. Here's what I'm going to do. Malnati for a top 10. Carver, stop. Don't start with
Let's take a look at his 2025, just this year. Let's do this. And I promise everyone, you know, we're not doing this. After this, we're going to be all tournament all the time.
He always does this.
This is Malnati in just this calendar year, in 2025. He's played 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 to 8 events he's played, okay? Here's his year. Tied for 53rd. Missed cut. Tied for 49, tied for 68th, missed cut. That's Malnati's year, Joe. That's why he's 25-1 for a top 10. And you got to remember something, Joe. This is a course very volatile. Year-to-year results can change big time. You've got the snake pit on the back nine. There's supposed to be some very rough weather. The guy's going out, and if I would be playing AM/PM guys, that means guys that are teeing off Thursday morning and then finishing their round Friday in the afternoon. Those are the guys I want to target this week. I know that that's, if you're a golf guy, that's not breaking any news. But I'll obviously do all the picks tomorrow. We'll have Brady tomorrow night here on this show, and we'll go through the picks with him. But, you know, I forgot, Joe, that Brady had the guy that lost to Rory in the playoff, J.J. Spuds. Brady had him at like 110-1 or something like that last week here on the show.
You know, I'm taking this all in, Carver. And as you're talking to me, I'm taking it all in. You realize that, right?
Yeah, and, I hope so.
Well, no, Brady had the guy, J.J. Spuds, you know. So
J.J. Spuds.
I put $100 on Malnati. First-round leader.
To do what?
40,
wait a second.
$40, first-round leader, 200-1.
Oh, my God.
Jose Grand. Well, Pete Malnati, $40 to win it all. $40,040 it pays. And Pete Malnati, top 10 finish, $20 for 520. That's it. You talked him the way you talked out Dustin Johnson. He's
the first-round leader.
He sucks. He got
first-round leader. Top
straight
10, top 20?
No.
To win also? You played him to win?
Yes. First-round leader, top 10 to win outright for 40K. Outright.
40K, he says. For 40K.
You talked, you know, I blame you, okay, for last week because you
what
got
wave
cute
is he
with
in?
Me.
Hold on.
You got cute with me. You got cute with me, okay? You couldn't wait to put the tweet together when DJ started out fast. Then you realized I was on him, and then you willed him down. You started sending the text. Now, very difficult to win 3 days in a row. You brought him right down with the anchor, the human anchor you are. You're not going to do
where's,
that
when's
with
Malnati. When's Malnati teeing off? Let's see when he's teeing off. Is he in the early wave or the late wave?
What does it matter? Early wave, that, late wave, the guy sucks.
There's a lot of wind and bad weather coming in late Thursday. The guys going out late Thursday are going to have a problem.
Is he going out late? He's 1,000-1 to win. I'm sure he's going
he's
out late.
He's got to be in a PM wave. Actually, no, I don't think it matters just because he's so bad. It's not going to make a difference. It's really not. Oh, he's going out early, Joe. Keying off.
He's got a shot! Malnati!
Cover and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here with you. All right, so we accomplished the goal. We got Joe in on the golf here on Tuesday, so we got him in. Trucker Larry getting involved. Skins to beat Malnati. Skins to win. He's in on skins.
How do you know that's Trucker Larry? Larry Bonvin?
He told us he changed his name. That's Trucker Larry in there. That's the Trucker Larry.
Larry Bonvillain.
So here's where you're at, Joe, with this game right now in Dayton. As you have got 57-54, St. Francis up on Alabama State. The live line is St. Francis -1.5.
That line is dropping.
138.5 total. We missed that.
We missed it.
We had 146.5 when we were jibber jabbering, as you said before.
I told you what it's a one possession game that 6 minutes could fly off the clock, and that's exactly what happened.
All right, let's take. You think it's going to keep? I think it might even stay under this, Joe. Think about it. They got 111 right now. You're talking 29 more points if they don't have overtime. I don't think it gets there. Now, overtime could kill us like it could in any game, but I don't think it's going to get to this. This pace is slow. They've scored like 20 points the whole half combined.
I don't know.
138.5 after a bucket by Alabama State. What do you want to do?
I don't know. I'm looking at this.
We got to have something here down the stretch, Joe. Let's get something for the last 5-6 minutes of this game. Come on. Get in on the Friars. Let's get something.
Let's take
here.
We got an extra point, 139 and a half, and I'll take it with RJ Davis for four threes.
Who?
RJ Davis, the starting Davis point.
I can't play this stuff, Joe. I can't play the player props.
You can't play the player props in the tournament? Oh, man.
How many times do we have to go through this? You can't bet any college player props, football, basketball, dog sledding. It doesn't matter. It's in the state of New York. You can't bet the college player props. It's over.
You're really limiting me. We'll take the under, and what do you want to put it with? What do you want to put it with? Come on. The Bucks? You want to take the Bucks?
How about Xavier tomorrow night?
Again, you just told me everybody's on Xavier. You want to take the Bucks minus the 2.5?
I'm not playing the NBA tonight.
Now he's not playing the NBA. He got me in on the NBA, no problem last night.
This thing's down to 137.5 now. It's down to 137.5. What are we doing?
We're chasing the market is what we're doing. Now we're chasing. All right, 138.5. Back up. What do you want to do? Take the over in North Carolina? You like that, don't you?
I kind of do. I think that they're, right, especially if they're going to smash, I think
it'll be the Carver wheel play. Come on. Under.
It's 137. Come on, man.
They're killing us here.
What are we doing here?
I can't do this anymore. All right.
It's not going to get there.
It's not going to get there. I know it's too
far
ahead to
lose. It's not
going to
get there. It's not going to get there.
Come on. Under and over. All right. There we go. Knock
there it is,
place. Back up. I can't. They locked me out.
They
put it back on. It's back on. Take it.
All right.
It's back off. I'm locked out here. What's going on? Under and over. Over and under. You got your bet back token you could use. Use your bet back token. We missed it. 140.5 I got.
I don't got anything right now. There we go. Why won't they let me? Won't let me play it.
You better play it. I'm in now.
It won't let me play it. It's like they blocked it out for some reason.
So then remove all the selections and put it back in. It's up to 140.5.
All right, I'm in.
All right, we got the bet back token. If you don't wanna.
Not using that. I'm not in on that scam. I'm not playing that thing. $5, they're going to give me back. Thanks a lot. $5. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you aboard here on a Tuesday night. All right. One second here, Joe.
What happened? Cat got your tongue? What happened?
Yeah, I got something going on here. I'm working on something. Sorry.
That means you're putting under the hat.
What?
Yeah, why? You're putting something in under the hat without me.
No, I did not. I was just checking in on something. 62-60, Alabama State leads St. Francis. They're at the under four timeout. Live total, Joe, is 138.5 with 122 on the board. We both got in at 140.5 for the under.
So we got a shot.
What we need, Joe, is like you said. First of all, we watched this St. Francis team play in this NEC tournament against Central Connecticut State. And the whole game was a slog. I mean, every possession, slow it down. I need some more of that here. Let's just slow this thing down. No need to anybody shooting free throws. We don't need any of that. You know, we don't need anybody fouling. We want this, Joe, to stay one possession right down to the end and no overtime. That's it. And I think we'll be okay if we can get those two things. One possession to the end, no overtime. We'll be all right.
So. I think we got a shot. I mean, again, these games, even though they run out, and that's why I think if you're taking an over in these tournament games, you need a team to smash the other team. Or if it's two up-tempo teams like Bama and Missouri, if they got together, because they just both run the floor, right? No defense, basically. So I think that's the MO. If it's like a 5 versus 12, and this game is like 60 up with like 10 minutes left, these games are going to slow down because the underdog is going to look to shorten the game to get within the next, 5 minutes or so. Yeah. So you always have a life, I think, with the totals. Again, these totals with Missouri and Bama and Florida, I mean, those are the games where you could get smashed, right?
Those Missouri, are the games.
Missouri plays at such a high rate, like, forget it. Yeah, no defense. Doesn't matter if they're playing Sisters of the Poor there. What are you watching? What are you watching, the golf?
No, I got the St. Francis on. I got the St. Francis Alabama State game on. So Alabama State's at the line.
I was looking at us at the chat. Nobody in the chat.
That's what we need, Joe. Missing free throws. That's okay. We're all right with that. You want to miss free throws? We're good. 137 and a half. Let's do, we haven't done yet, Joe, and we'll rip through games in the second hour. I don't think we've done like a big picture yet here. Missed them both, Joe. This kid missed them both on Alabama State.
I got it. 341 up. I know.
Okay. Big picture. Have you ironed out yet, after looking at the bracket for a day and a half, 2 days, have you ironed out yet who you're taking for the Final Four? Have you done any of that yet?
I have an idea who I like for the Final Four, and I could go through it right now. I think Duke, honestly, I just hate to say this, has the easiest road. That's what I mean. Bama, maybe Bama, but that ain't coming to the Elite Eight.
I feel they both have an easy road. I feel like it's almost set up that they want Duke Bama in that game, in the regional.
Yeah, but
final.
My point is Duke, out of all the brackets, has really nobody in their way.
There's no resistance.
I mean, all the teams that are in there, are good. They're not great. I can't believe how bad Auburn got jobbed. Louisville, Creighton, Michigan, A&M that beat them already. Iowa State. Michigan State. That's how do you get the number one overall seed? It's almost like Oregon in college football. You go undefeated and you get the winner of Tennessee, Ohio State. How is that possible?
Yeah, no, it's
how do you get the number one overall seed and draw Michigan State, Michigan that won the Big Ten, A&M that beat you, the winner of Creighton, the Louisville,
Joe, and they got to play Louisville in Kentucky.
That's my point.
In Kentucky. Like, it's
that's
like
crazy.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. You want to go through big picture? I'll tell you who I like.
Let's do that region first. I like Michigan State to get out of that one region. Now, I don't like taking these Big Ten teams. It bothers me. But I think that they could get there based on their road.
I feel like Michigan State is like honestly like a sleeper, like for everybody. You know what I mean? I'm gonna shock you.
Okay.
I actually think A&M could get there. And I think A&M doesn't cover against Yale, but I think if they win that game, they could get out there. If I'm making my bracket.
Now, do you like them for a little joyride because they also beat Auburn towards the end of the regular season?
I think they're made for March, Texas A&M. They're not a great shooting team.
They're not a great shooting team. Yeah. Joe, Yale, everybody's picking Yale. Everybody's picking Yale.
Don't
say you know Buzz.
I know.
You know Buzz Williams.
I know, but
he's going to show those Aggie kids the tape of Yale beating Auburn last year in the first round 600 times this week. He's going to show them over and over again that they can't take them lightly, that they're a fundamentally sound team, And Auburn completely melted in that game. I don't believe that Texas A&M will do that. In fact, Joe, I'm laying it with Texas A&M in that game against Yale.
I'm not. Okay, but I told you I like Yale, but then the plane of them not being able to get there till Tuesday. Now everybody knows that, so it's a no play for me. I like A&M, though, to at least win the game. And I think they match up well against Michigan. So I think I might put together a bracket that has A&M in the Final Four, which sounds crazy.
Why not?
But I hate going chalk. I'm not going chalk. I'm going with A&M.
You got to have, I feel like, Joe, at least, you got to have at least one region
now
where you're going off the board.
I'm going to say this. My upset for the bracket, in that bracket, major upset. I'm not sold on Marquette. I've lost more money on Marquette this year than anybody. I think they lose to New Mexico. I think they get smashed. I told you that last night.
I get what you're saying. Oh, this kid hit a three on St. Francis. This is going to bury us here, Joe.
Why is it going to bury us? Why? We need the kid to make a basket here. I mean, we still got the shot clock. We got fouls. We're all right here. We're okay. Believe. 136.
130, so we're at 136.
Oh, God. Forget that right now. They're in a timeout. Right. Forget it. Go back to this. So I like A&M as a dark horse. You like anybody?
Okay. In that region, if I wanted to take a dark horse, I'll take from that same little quadrant there.
Mm-hmm.
I think Michigan showed you last weekend that they could get on a little bit of a heater. Now, I think they're very difficult to trust. I think they could beat Texas A&M. I know everybody's already got them losing to this UC San Diego team, but I'll tell you, if North Carolina gets out of this game tonight, I think they could be a problem on the bottom half. I really do, because they got good players. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Harvard Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. So this kid's going to the line, Joe.
Oh, he missed it.
Missed them both?
It was a one-and-one.
One-and-one. Yeah, we're screwed. Oh, he gave it up. Left.
Yeah, we got 2 seconds. We're screwed. We lost.
Yeah, we're
so much for that. I could definitely use the bet back token to get my money back.
Oh, wow. Yeah. For me, $5. No thanks. Give me $5.
Could the kid hit it here? Kid's a 70% free throw shooter. He missed. Unbelievable.
Seriously?
Yep. Hit front iron. Nah, can only be used on live events. Should I take back my money? It's dead in the water.
You're gonna use it all on the first game of the whole tournament? You're gonna use it? I mean, come on.
What are you, my risk manager? I mean, money is money, isn't it?
Did you use the max on it? Did you use the max?
No.
Then you gotta wait till you use the max. You can't use it for less than the max. That's bad management.
Here he is. That's bad. Here he is.
It's bad management
Mikey
if you do that.
Mikey risk manager. Oh, they gave us an extra 0.7 seconds. 3.4.
Yeah. Great.
What? What?
We're screwed. We got no shot.
Carver, we got plenty of time here. What are they going to draw up? They're going to foul him?
I'm not going to say.
They fouled him? What happened here?
I don't know what's about to happen.
Oh!
But...
We got it. What a play.
Out there. How about
wow.
that?
Wow. What a play. Talk about Heartbreak City, baby.
The madness is here. The madness is here.
Look at
Let's
this.
Go. So let me, so me and Joe were just screaming here. So basically, 3 point what, Joe? It was 3.7 seconds or something around there. They,
four, oh,
the
yeah,
game
you're
four?
Right. 3.4 seconds.
The kid on Alabama State throws a home from out of bounds under the basket, throws a full court, Patrick Mahomes shot, Hail Mary with 3.4 seconds left, goes all the way to the other basket, bounces off a couple guys, lands in the hands of one of his teammates under the basket, lays it in with 1 second to go. Alabama State up 70-68.
Wow.
Me and Joe with under one. We don't got anything yet, Joe. I just watched this kid throw the ball in 2 seconds across the court.
Don't give us the sizzler, baby. Don't give us the sizzler. This
no
guy
sizzler.
Looks like he ate some bad eel. The St. Francis coach looks
this
like...
guy. Yeah, he's...
He ate some bad galamad right about now. Some bad eel. Oh, boy. This has got no shot. This kid's going to heave this up. No
he's
shot.
He's going to heave it
over.
Up.
It's Let's over. See.
Oh, what is that? Oh, he tried yeah. heaving it from all the way over there.
All right,
well,
Carver.
Joe. All right.
There we go.
You're
we
in,
got
baby.
Legs. We got life. All right, let's talk big picture. Second bracket.
All right, second bracket. Which one do you want to go to next?
Leave the Duke one because the Duke one I think is the easiest.
Okay,
Florida
I agree
bracket.
With you. Let's do the West. Florida. All right, Florida bracket. Florida bracket. Now, here's a disadvantage for me as opposed to you. You in Jersey have St. John's on your odds board. I do not in New York. I can't play St. John's on FanDuel, DraftKings,
okay.
et cetera, here in the New York area. Yes.
I have two options coming out of here. One, we already know I'm pot committed on Memphis. That aside.
You're more than pot committed. Yeah. So
okay.
I know you're,
that aside,
you're rooting for Memphis more than anyone else. But now let's give the legit cap. Like, give the legit cap for it.
Bracket wise, I think I want to fill out Texas Tech.
You gotta be kidding me!
I'm not kidding.
You got we're together on this one. We're together on Texas Tech.
Well, you like Tech too?
I'm taking them. Final four.
You gotta be kidding me, really?
Yeah.
All right.
Texas Tech.
I'm committed. I think if there's
any. Listen. Now that we know this, let's get this right here. Let's do something right now. Put Texas Tech West Region winner at +550 with something else. That we both like. Let's put.
All right.
How about can we put them with Duke to win the East? That gets it up to +908.
All right, wait a second. Let me get there. Hang on. So we're in the West. Let's take Tech. Tech.
+550.
550. And then the East with Duke.
Duke. And then go over to the.
Well,
hold on.
The Midwest?
Yeah, but you don't have to go all the way to the Final Four. You could take any of these teams, 32, 16, Elite Eight. We
all
don't
right,
have
so let's
to.
Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's take Texas Tech for the Sweet 16. What is that?
No. Texas Tech is our anchor here. We're taking them to go to the Final Four. That's the anchor of this play. Okay, we could build around this.
You know, you're confusing me because, the anchor, this, that. What are we doing with Duke? Are we keeping them at minus? I mean, that's chalky. You want to just take Duke out of it?
It's just another pebble on the fence. So just put them on. We're both confident that they're going to go to the Final Four, right? We both like that play. We both think they're going to win the East Region. So it's just another stone on the pile. So let's do that, and then we'll figure out the rest. Carver and Lisa Sports Grid Radio, Series XM 1. Back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. So what a start to this tournament with this Alabama State win and the under.
Yeah.
In the barn here. So now, Joe, we got a nice ticket for the over in this North Carolina San Diego State game.
Yeah. So now we can do that. That's good. No, I have this RJ Davis for 20 points tonight. So
you put that on top of that? You put that on top of it?
No,
as well?
Straight.
Okay, good. All right. So we have Texas Tech to win the West at plus 550.
Yeah. The Midwest is tough.
All right. Well, how about this then? On the Midwest, let's take something like this. How about how do you feel about who could we take to make the Sweet 16?
Gonzaga?
I'll let the cat out of the bag, Joe. That's my deep shot. I'm taking Gonzaga to go to the Final Four, to beat Houston and go to the Final Four in that bracket.
I like
that region.
Too. Where do we have the same bracket?
You have them in the Final Four, Gonzaga?
I just looked, and I'm looking at the odds. I don't like Houston. I think Tennessee is going to be in a dogfight with Wolford.
I don't think they're going to be in a dog fight with Wofford.
I'll tell you what, I already played them. I'm taking the 18.5. Tennessee, you and Rick Barnes should know this guy never steps up in a big spot. He couldn't step up last year against Purdue when he had potentially his best team with Dalton Connect. He's not going to step up this year. This guy is gutless on the road and gutless when it counts.
Well,
and
Joe,
you're going to back this guy?
I'm not backing him against – listen, you're not understanding. I'm talking about them getting knocked out of this tournament.
All right, here's what I'm willing to do. You know who I like that I think is a little under the radar? They're hot and cold, granted, but I think they can make a little run. Sweet 16, you ready?
Yeah.
Why aren't they listed? Hang on one second. Let me just find
this
it.
This is the Midwest?
Yep. Illinois, plus 144.
Sold.
Good.
Sold. I'm in.
All right,
Sweet 16. Illinois, Sweet 16. Sold.
Yep. Okay, we're up to 2290. Do we keep building?
Let's go one more from this. Who do we have? The South?
The South. Yeah, the South. All right, South.
How about...
No, we have the South, don't we?
No, we don't. We don't have anything from the South. How about... You want to do Texas A&M Sweet 16?
Yes. Sold. Done.
Gets us to 51-61. Plus 51-61.
Hang on. Sweet 16 A&M. This is from the South region, correct?
That's the South, yes. Texas A&M.
Where are we with this? So many tabs. You're scrolling and scrolling. It's got to be easier than this. All right, 51-61.
Texas Tech to win the West, go to the Final Four. Duke to win the East, go to the Final Four. Illinois to make the Sweet 16. And Texas A&M to make the Sweet 16.
I'm in.
Plus 50-160.
Carver, I think that's got legs.
So let's give it some legs here. I think it's got legs.
I mean, you know, where are we going wrong? I mean, well, we have a potential roadblock.
Juice. Obviously, the liability early. Well, the liability early, I think more so Illinois than A&M, because Illinois, I think, has talent to beat anybody, but we've seen them. You know, they had that whole month where they had the sniffles and they couldn't beat anybody. You know that, but they have the talent to beat anybody in this tournament. Now, obviously, if we get through those and get them to the first, you know, into the second weekend. Then our focus moves to Texas Tech and Duke in that second weekend. We'll be done with A&M and Illinois if they can just get there. So that's why I like this show. We get one level, and then hopefully we're still around for the second.
We're getting there. We're getting there. We're building.
The Sports Grid Radio Series XM1. I'm back here.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.